joining us now here on the Bullpen, Andrew Gorge of Scouts.com. Andrew, day two of practice yesterday. Anybody that's standing out to you so far? Any surprises at this point?
I don't necessarily think any surprises. I think the one guy that surprised me most, that you mentioned him on day one, was wide receiver Raylon Singleton. I think nobody was really expecting much from him after redshirting last year. He had that shoulder surgery, and so him come in, and he's had a very nice couple practices. He's got a great frame, good speed, and so he's been the one big surprise. Other than that, it was the usual guys. Travis Wilson looked good. Dominic Hatfield looked good. Of course, Devontae Booker looked good. So no real surprises.
So as we look at a guy like Singleton, obviously the wide receiver spot's one that maybe is a little bare for Utah right now. I mean, there are bodies, but you don't have any returning production really outside of Kenneth Scott. I mean, can Singleton be that guy with his frame and what he does? Because watching him, he's faster than Scott, but he plays kind of similar. He goes up and gets the ball well. Would it be all right having two guys that are pretty comparable to Kenneth Scott out in the field for Utah when they kick off against Michigan in August?
Yeah, I think it would be fine having two, but as long as the other receiver is a faster, more speed guy, kind of like a Delshon McClellan, Monty Seabrook, even a Troy McCormick. So I think it would be fine with having those two out on there. I don't know if Singleton's going to make enough of a push to maybe grab a starting job. I think once Tim Patrick's fully healthy and participating, he's obviously going to have a great shot at it because he's behind Scott. He's the most experienced guy. And then have a couple of JUCO guys coming in, Kyle Fultz and Danico Carter, who are going to push for a starting job as well. So I think they would be fine with having two guys of similar playing style like Scott and Singleton on the field, just as long as they have a solid slot guy as well.
Now, I know it's just a few days into spring ball, but I don't want to get people too excited
about a kid
that hasn't played any meaningful ball since high school, but as far as Singleton goes, in high school, he played at a very high level in Texas, and I think he had 40 some odd receptions, 22, 23 of those were touchdowns. On the basketball court, he's throwing down windmills, 360s. He's just a physical specimen. If you have not seen him in person, he's, Andrew, 6'4 and 195 maybe?
Yeah.
6'3 and a half, 195?
Yeah, 6'4, maybe 200, maybe a little
long
bit.
Long arms, too.
Very long.
Just huge arms, huge frame. His legs, I mentioned in my practice report, he doesn't look fat, but he just covers so much ground because his legs are just huge.
Type of guy. Go ahead.
I still think he needs probably 5 to 10 pounds of muscle. So I think if he got up into the 215 range, I think that would probably be the optimal size for him, just because he still does look a little bit thin. But, I mean, that frame, you can't really ask for a better frame for a wide receiver.
I mean, just to give you an idea of what kind of athlete he is, I mean, he's the type of guy that could potentially come off the bench for the running Utes and just be a lockdown defender and a scrappy guy that plays above the rim, kind of like Princeton Onwas was for the Utes last year. He is that kind of athlete. He could use some weight. He's a little wiry, but another receiver we've been hearing about, and, Ute fans would be familiar with him more as a running back, but that's Bubba Poole. They're trying to get their best players on the field, clearly. And Bubba's getting a look maybe at the slot receiver. Andrew, what have you seen from him?
Yeah, he got a ton of reps on Thursday, both at receiver and running back, but most of them obviously were a receiver. They have been lining him up in the slot. He's not playing outside. And I'll tell you what, he had probably 3 or 4 touchdowns up the seam to end practice in 11v11. And so they're giving him tons of work. He's also getting reps as a third string running back, maybe even fourth string. But I think he looks great there. I think he looks natural, like a natural receiver. He runs well, he catches the ball well, and obviously he's got good size. He's 6'1", 200 pounds, and so I think he's a guy that may push to be a starting slot receiver. Obviously, we know he has a lot of playing experience. He knows the ins and outs of the offense. He knows what's expected of him, and so I think he's a guy that can absolutely come in and possibly win that starting slot job, especially if guys like Jameson Hill, Delshon McClellan, if they can't lock anything up, I would not put it past Bubba Poole to be the starting slot receiver.
What a smart move by the coaching staff, by Roderick, the new OC, Harding, Erickson. 2 years ago, outside of 6 for 6, you could argue that Bubba Poole was the best player on that offense. you know, when they beat Stanford, Bubba Poole looked like a guy that, you know, had all Pac-12 potential, and then a guy named Devontae Booker came along, and, you know, that kind of sapped Bubba's running back stock. But you want your best guys on the field, and last year Utah really needed receivers and didn't have much. You know, throw game was a real issue. So you get Bubba out there, and you can do him on a bunch of intermediate and short routes, and he's dangerous in space. You know, he's not necessarily a burner, but he's got, once the ball's in his hand, he's a running back. He's a running back in the open field, and, you know, he's not easy to bring down. He's got a little bit of that Vegas wiggle to him. And, you know, that is just a great move by the coaching staff, and I think it's something that's going to work out.
So, Andrew, where does that leave Troy McCormick, and what's his role going to look like, and what does it look like so far through the first couple of days?
You know, I think Troy McCormick's in a similar spot as Bubba Poole. It's like Doug said, the coaches need to find a way to get the best players on the field, and they're doing that so far with Troy McCormick as well, because not only is he getting second-team reps at running back, but he was the starting slot receiver to start practice yesterday. So they lined him up at the slot. They had Devontae Booker at running back, Troy McCormick in the slot, and then Kenneth Scott out on the outside. And so they're realizing that they need to get these guys who have breakaway speed and game-changing abilities on the field. And so they're doing that with Troy McCormick as well. He catches the ball well. Obviously, he's small, but he's just so quick. He's so fast. It's hard to get a good hit on him. And even when he's carrying the ball as a running back, he's hard to tackle inside the tackles just because he's so quick. He's so small. He's looked fantastic. He looked fantastic on Thursday. And I see him having a huge role in the offense, whether that's in as a slot receiver and a running back. Possibly even kickoff return and punt return. But they're doing the same thing with Troy McCormick as they are Bubba Poole. They're just finding a way to get him on the field.
What you're describing sounds a lot like a guy who goes by the name of Black Mamba, played for the Oregon Ducks, and now he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, is that a realistic role, or is that a stretch for Troy McCormick to be just doing everything for the Utes and you know, a home run hitter anytime that football's in his hands?
I think it's a realistic role now. Is he exactly DeAnthony Thomas? Does he have the same abilities and traits as DeAnthony Thomas? Probably not. He's probably not as fast. He's not as big. But I think it's a realistic role. I think you just need to get the ball in his hands. We saw it in the bowl game. He carried the ball maybe four or five times and had 80 yards rushing. Every time he touched the ball was a big play. And so I think it's a definite role for him. I mean, you line him up in the slot, you can have him motion into the backfield and do a motion sweep to him. Have Devontae Booker as a lead blocker for him. You can throw quick outs to him, quick slants to him out of the slot. Just get the ball in his hands and good things will happen. I think that's a very good comparison. Probably not the same talent as DeAnthony Thomas, but definitely a similar role.
Andrew, if you weren't giving us such good information right now, I'd be resentful towards you. Our waitress just came by and told us, our food is getting cold as I'm looking at some steak, jalapeno poppers, buffalo wings, onion rings, yeah, mozzarella sticks. So if you weren't feeding us good info, man, I'd be pretty pissed off.
Yeah, we've
right
got
now.
9 minutes left in the segment here, and it's about 8 feet away from us. So, Andrew, thanks for the good stuff. On the offensive line, though, the right tackle spot, day one, I thought Sam Tebbe was okay, and I thought Jackson Barton struggled. What'd you see on day two?
I think it was more of the same as what you were seeing. I think they both kind of struggled at times. Obviously, they're going up against some good defensive ends.
Generally, Dimmick seems to be lining up on that side a lot, too.
Yes, yeah. Dimmick lines up as the left defensive end, so he's lining up over the right tackle. That's a hard task to put on a redshirt freshman and then a junior who's only in his second season playing right tackle. So that's a tall task for him. I love the way Tebbe moves. He moves very well. I don't think he doesn't use his hands great. He allows the defender to get into his body a little bit too much, and then that way he gets pushed around. But he has the speed. He has the athletic ability to play right tackle, to hold those edge rushers. But I definitely think he needs to learn to use his hands a little bit. I actually kind of did like what I saw from Barton a little bit. He got beat a couple times by Dimmick and by Kylie Fitz. But I think he's moving well, moving good as well. I think he's a little bit more strong than Tebbe. I think he uses his hands a little bit better, but I think he has the tendency to, not the tendency. I don't think he gets out of his stance consistently enough. I think sometimes he does. He's a little bit slow to get out of the stance, so he's able to be beat around the edge. But I think that's going to be the most interesting position battle up until game one. I think it's going to be between Sam Tebbe and Jackson Barton just to figure out who's going to anchor that right side. And so I've liked what I've seen from both, but definitely have both struggled at times. But it'll be very interesting to watch going forward.
Now this is a chance for Jim Harding to earn that paycheck. He has two able bodies. He has two impressive young football players. And, you know, Sam Tevy came to Utah as a defensive tackle. He played some as a true freshman, got hurt last year, and they have been transitioning him to offensive tackle. But he's raw. He has not played offensive line since he was in middle school. And so here's this raw project. With all the talent, like you're saying, he's smooth, he's fluid, he's got the footwork potentially. That's for Coach Harding to teach him, you know, what to do with his hands. You know, Jackson Barton, kind of same thing. He's got a lot of good tools to work with, but at the same time, you know, he's struggling with other things. So Coach Harding is going to have an opportunity to prove that he was, you know, that he's an OC caliber guy, you know, that he deserves the title. And, you know, that is going to be exciting to watch. If the Utes take that next step in the Pac-12 and climb that ladder in the Pac-12 South, you need a good offensive line. And that's kind of been an Achilles heel last year. Good run blocking, fair pass blocking. That's not going to cut it. You know, those other schools do not, they have more talent. And so you need to develop one of those tackles, or else Travis Wilson is going to be running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Which,
and
we've
Utah
seen
fans do not want to see any more of that.
Andrew, thanks so much for the time. I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah, no problem. All right, have a good
day, guys. All right, thanks, Andrew. No, I'm going to go ahead and cut you off. We're going to go ahead and eat our food here in just a minute. The sooner I get rid of you, the sooner I can eat my food. So I'll send you a text later thanking you. That was a smooth transition there. Thank you, Andrew Gorenscout.com, covering Utah.